It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, one gotta go as I see some people rolling in here on this thing. And I'm saying, and this from this perspective, and Tyler, Clint, I want you to jump in as well. One gotta go. And I do think there is a conversation with this because I think the top four are safe, right? I think obviously the big three of Diggs, Nico Collins, and Tank Dell. And we've talked about it, Noah Brown. Now that could change some things depending on his injury situation, but we'll just play it as if he is healthy and he'll be ready to go week one. That's the four. And I do. We talked about it before. I think Steven Sims finds his way on there. And then that's five. And this leaves like two others to get to seven. And, you know, most keep six, but to get to seven because you want to keep Sims. And I would say Robert Woods, Xavier Hutchinson, John Metchie. If it were up to you, not how the Texans are going to handle it, but if it were up to you and you had to, and you were the one making the call, who would be the one that would have to go? And I'm seeing some people here on the text line. A lot of Woods, Xavier Hutchinson, probably best trade piece. Wood and Hutchinson are solid. Metchie's got to go from the text line. That's been what some people are saying. If it were you, who would have to go?
Robert Woods. Robert Woods doesn't bring enough to the table right now for me to want to go with an older player that's not going to be here for long over these younger guys. When it comes to play, the Robert Woods advantage is he doesn't need reps. He knows the offense like the back of his hand. He knows all the positions, I would think, in the receiver room. And clearly, look, he's a vet. He's seen every coverage a defense can throw at him. He's very quarterback friendly. We're talking about a fifth receiver right now, a fourth receiver if you have an injury issue. Xavier Hutchinson and John Metchie could handle those duties with a much higher up, much cheaper, and they're a much higher upside. Long term. I mean, Robert Woods, you could save $5 million by releasing Robert Woods or trading Robert Woods. Xavier Hutchinson, John Metchie are much cheaper options with a much higher ceiling and more potential. So I would say, given the way John Metchie played in these last two games, the way Xavier Hutchinson played in three of the four, I think, preseason games, given he plays special, Robert Woods would be the one out for me.
Yeah, and I see some people texting in Hutchinson. Like, I'm going to tell you, to me, I think there's probably an argument if you would say from the beginning of camp through the four preseason games, everything we've seen, in Oregon and what has impressed, and I understand Metchie has really come on, but if you take it all, like, I think there's a real argument that Hutchinson, one, I think Hutchinson has been the most impressive of the three if you take it all. And then I think there is a statement or a case to be made that Hutchinson and Woods have been more impressive than Metchie if you take it all. He had the really great week and then showed another flash in the game on Saturday. But going to practice, everything we've seen, I would say in order it's Xavier Hutchinson, Robert Woods, Metchie in terms of performance, what we've seen. But I'm with you. At every turn, one, who costs the most? Bob. All right, who's the oldest and whose ceiling is the lowest? Bob. And then, like, the real big point when you want to say, hey, the leadership that this dude can provide, the veteran presence that this dude can provide, Clint, I'd say what Stephon Diggs has done in that room more than gives you what Robert Woods could give you. What Stephon Diggs has done is he is one of the clear leaders of this team and one of the clear and obviously the clear leader out of that room and the wide receiver room. So, like, I don't even think Robert even brings that portion of it to the table. And like Xavier Hutchinson just can't be. Like, for me, every time they've put him in there and every time he's been given an opportunity, he has done something. He's doing stuff in practice. He's doing something in the joint practice. He's doing something in game. So he damn sure can't be the one for me that goes. But Robert Woods, to me, makes the absolute most sense. Now, I don't know that's what they're thinking.
Yeah.
But to me, if you're telling me I'm the decision maker, that's how it goes in my mind.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, though, because I'm going to tell you, I could make a case. We've talked about this so long and from every different angle. I literally could make a case for, and if you want to throw Sims in there, you can. I can make a case for five different guys being you know, in that 5-6 slot. I mean, you can make a case for every one of those guys and why they'd get cut. But at the end of the day, it's a great problem to have. And the Texans are in a spot where they're going to have to show their cards at some point, right? Do you value the veteran insurance policy in Robert Woods? Do you value the higher ceiling and more potential with John Metchie? Do you value the do it all at an average level, utility type player in Xavier Hutchinson, right? Like, what do you value the most given your current circumstances where you got a deep wide receiver room and your thoughts are you're ready to make a run to a Super Bowl? What holds the most value? They're going to have to show their cards by 3:00 tomorrow.
They're going to have to do it.
But there is the one wild card here, Ron.
Like, all three of them aren't making this team, right?
Potentially with Noah Brown's injury, potentially, yeah.
Really, yeah.
I don't know how bad the Noah Brown situation is, and if it's as bad as you know, or not as bad, but if it's longer, if he's going to be out longer than we expected, then sure, yeah. I mean, I could see all three of those guys making the team. But the interesting part to it is we don't know if they're going to keep 6 or 7.
Yeah.
We don't know what the hell they value. We have no idea what they're going to do. You mentioned Sims earlier in a run game. We have no idea what they're going to do there. And the other thing here is I think you've got two guys in this receiver group that would have any kind of trade value whatsoever. And so we'll see how that affects things.
Yeah, so we'll see. They got to come to a conclusion with these guys. But the interesting thing is I do think maybe fans and us think differently than I think the conversations are potentially being had inside.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.